It is indeed. Oh, Dr. Merman's going to be with us.
I am here.
Nice, nice. How are you doing, Dr. Merman? How are things? I got to tell you something, by the way. I'm really glad you called because you were part of this whole thing as well. I went to see Dr. Merman several years ago about my inability to sleep. Got on THC, been sleeping really well. I am actually the lightest I've been since before I met Catherine 40 years ago. I've just lost a grand total now of, the grand total is 83 pounds. I've just lost a little over 50. Well, you're a big part of this, Dr. Merman. You're a big part of it because that THC calmed me down and let me sleep.
And hi there. Hi, everybody. I see this quite often. In people with you know, we put them on cannabis for sleep, for whatever, and they sleep better. Like most people sleep a lot better, and I've seen a lot of people lose a lot of weight. You're up there, you know, pretty close to some of my records. But you're doing other things as well, right? Not just with cannabis.
Oh yeah, no, I'm trying. I'm on the profile plan. They've done well. I was on, you know, I worked with the Sheehy brothers and Allie, very, very nice people. So it's been less, but literally over the last about 3.5 months, I've lost 52 pounds.
That's great.
But it hasn't been that big a deal. I love to go out for a walk. When I get up in the morning, I immediately go for a walk. And I think the THC has something to do with that because I'm still so calm after waking up. I just go out and I'm telling you, Doctor, people need to understand something. The THC is not just about getting high. It will help you if you have anxiety, if you can't sleep. You're a big part of this, Dr. Merman. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean, but we can't certify people for sleep for some reason. And, you know, they won't accept it as a qualifying condition, the powers that be, that is. So we certify for whatever other condition that's allowed, but people do end up most of the time sleeping way better. And like you said, they are refreshed in the morning, their life is way better, and they're calmer, and you know, anxiety usually helps a lot. And of course, if we certify for pain, their pain also goes down, and all the other things. It's wonderful. Great. We do have some good news and somewhat bad news in the last month. People know, flower will be available hopefully in the spring. Everything is a done deal. It's signed by the governor, so we are getting flower, and that should bring prices of cannabis products way down. You know, as you said yourself, in Minnesota, I think it's the highest priced cannabis in the country.
It is, yep. It is, absolutely.
Which is kind of ridiculous. And it's because we don't have flower. The growers need to make pharmaceutical medicine, which is expensive. And, of course, people can't afford it, so not that many people are able to buy it. And so they can't scale it properly, and so the prices are so high. But hopefully once the flower is available, they won't need to spend so much energy on making pharmaceuticals, and it will be a lot cheaper, and they'll be able to scale it, and more people will be able to buy it. So that's a good thing.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. The bad news, unfortunately, with the end of the COVID emergency, which is good news, really, of course, but we're no longer allowed to certify people virtually. And so we have to see them in person. And it really doesn't make any sense. Like, why somebody from Moorhead would have to drive over to Minneapolis to get certified for cannabis? I mean, their doctors can do it over there as well. For some reason, they won't do it. So I have no idea why. I mean, it's an easy thing to do, and people need it. But I do get people from all over the state. They're coming to get certified. If anybody has any questions, just go to www.lifemedical.us or call us 952-933-8900, and we'll answer all the questions. And I do respond to my email. You can just email from the site. So, we can help you with all of that. And we've been certifying people now for, since 2015. I've certified about 3,500. And it's just amazing how much people's life improves on cannabis when they, when they have a qualifying condition. And the condition gets better, and sleep and anxiety get better. And the conditions currently, the main ones are chronic pain, inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's, PTSD, sleep apnea, seizures, autism, and a few others. And they are on our site as well. You can look it up there.
People
do a lot better with all of these conditions.
I always make sure, Dr. Merman, when I talk to people, that you don't get high when you take THC. You just go to sleep. Now, I suppose if you took enough of it, you'd get high, but the amount to get... And I should mention, by the way, since
high,
I've dropped...
No, high is not...
No.
Just about nobody in my practice want to get high. They view it as a side effect. That's not the point of the program.
Right, exactly.
And that's why we have... I mean, there's so many different ways of administering the medicine, and there's many different strains of the plant that go into making it. So there's different types of medicine, and so if you get on your side, the dispensary actually helps you figure out what to take and how to avoid the side effects. And really, I don't see people wanting to get high. They want to get their symptoms under control.
Right.
And that's what happens. And really... That's a huge advantage of the Minnesota program, is we have these great pharmacists who are helping people figure out just the right type of medication to make them better without getting side effects. The side effects I see are like sometimes a little dry mouth. That's maybe 20%, 30% of people. I've seen some headaches very infrequently, and they can be controlled by changing medication. And some drowsiness, but that's a lot of people take it for that, for that side effect, because they sleep better with it. And it doesn't carry over usually into the daytime. So unlike some other drugs that make you drowsy in daytime, this one does not. Yeah. So that's great. And, so the pharmacist, that's a great advantage of Minnesota system. And as I always tell people, doctors here in Minnesota don't prescribe cannabis. We're not allowed to. So doctors are not allowed to break federal law in Minnesota. Only pharmacists are. So they're the ones prescribing cannabis or suggesting it and administering it. So that's kind of funny.
No, I understand. Yeah. And one thing I should also mention, there's another upside to this whole thing, because I'm sleeping much better. I'm much calmer because of it. I'm not calm. I'm going to be an agitated person anyway, but... I sleep better and all the rest of it. Because of that, I've been able to go on a program. I've lost all that weight. The upside of that is I now take about half the cannabis to sleep that I did when I weighed 80 pounds more than I do now, which is saving me a ton of money because I'm taking half what I used to. It's wonderful. It's great.
Yeah, that's great. It's the problem with sleep apnea. I already forgot what it was. Did you have sleep apnea? That's usually why people sleep better when they lose weight. They don't have the sleep apnea symptoms.
I believe when I first met you, said, "Well, it's not apnea, Tom. You're just nuts." I think that's what you said.
No.
He goes, "That makes sense." Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I do say that to people.
Well, see, a little fun there.
Everybody's nuts. There's no sane people out there. I except myself, of course.
Dr. Merman, how do people get a hold of you and to have the success that I look? And thank you so much to everybody over there. Everybody that works for you does a great job. You offer all these different services. It's been a couple of years now, a few years now, I guess, and it's just working like a charm. And my life's getting better every day, Pally. I appreciate it.
That's great. That's great to hear. I like to hear that. Yeah, it's simple. Just go on the website and reach out to us at lifemedical.us or call 952-933-8900.
We got that up.
We'll help you. I have to tell you this great case I just had yesterday. This is like the guys with PTSD, okay? PTSD responds so well. But in his case, So, yeah, he's calmer and he's sleeping way better. But what also happened is he quit smoking and drinking. Can you imagine that? What's the harm reduction?
Right.
It's just unbelievable. But, you know, I can tell a lot of stories, but all these stories, I actually collect them on the site as well. We have on our medical marijuana page, we have this link to cannabis results, and people can just go and read what people say in their own words. So it's great. And one other thing I wanted to say, yes, it's very expensive here. Still, it's coming down, but it's expensive. But people who have been injured at work, for example, or auto accidents, and they're in chronic pain, they can often get it covered by their insurance. And work comp is actually written into Minnesota law as, it should cover medical cannabis expenses under work comp if it's injury related, if it's work injury. So, and we can help you get that accomplished if that's necessary.
Yep.
There's a couple of lawyers who know how to get it through the system and get people covered. We've had a few cases. So that needs to be remembered.
It does indeed. Dr. Merman, stay in touch, Dr. Merman. I appreciate it. And again, seriously, I would not give you all the credit if you didn't deserve it. You and your people really, really helped me get to where I'm going, and I'm almost there, Pally. I got 18 more pounds to go. That's it.
That's great. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. You're a good man. Thanks a lot, Dr. Merman.
See you, everybody.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Dr. Jacob Merman, and by the way, I'm not making that up as I go along. He really did a great job. It's not like you go in there and they go, here's some geef, get out. That's not how it works. You know what I mean? That's not how it works at all. But yeah, it's there. I think I told you guys this on the air already, but it was brought up to me again this last couple of days. The most I ever weighed was about 316 when I was doing a lot of weightlifting and I had put on a lot of extra weight, not muscle, but other like fat weight or whatever you want to call it. The most I ever weighed was like 316 and I want to get down to 215 and I got 18 pounds to go. I weighed 233 this morning. So I'm almost, I'm down, like I said, the 83 pounds or whatever the hell it is, right? So we're sitting here having a discussion with a bunch of friends. And remember that number again, 316, okay? We're talking, and Catherine comes in and goes, what are you guys talking about? I said, we're just talking about, I went on THC and I'm sleeping now, and it's helped me to, get up and get off, go for walks and have a wonderful time and, sleeping better, feeling better, all the whole rest of it, and, losing weight and all that kind of. She goes, yeah, God, it's so great that you got in a program and started losing weight. I said, yeah, we're talking about my top weight. And she said, yeah, I mean, geez, you had to weigh 400. 400?
Well, give or take.
Really? I mean, nothing against people who weigh 400 pounds, but 316 was high enough, don't you think there, honey?
Motivator.
Yeah, she's a motivator. Well, we're going to have to bury you in a piano case if you keep it up. Yeah, thanks, honey. She's so supportive. That's all I have to say. Did you fart and you must have weighed 400 pounds? This is the wife that I have in my wonderful life. You know what I mean?
It'll keep you humble.
It will keep me humble. There's no question about that. There's no getting around that at all. Isn't that nice, though? There are all these people out there that are. Dr. Merman is a really nice guy. You'd really like to meet him. You said, and he talks to everybody. It's not like he just shows up whenever he feels like it. He's always there. But yeah, I mean, look over the last few years and everybody else talked about everything sucks. You don't have to live that life. You can live a wonderful life. A lot of great stuff out there, man. It's a wonderful world if you look for it. Now look, you want to make money off other people's misery by claiming everything sucks. You're a greedy prick. What do you think of that? I said greedy prick. You heard me. Right? You're not buying it. Never mind then. No, I do like the whole thing, but it is very, very true. It costs me half as much to do THC now because I've lost all that weight. So it's saving me a lot of money on top of it, man.